Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. The unemployment rate in the United States has fallen to 3.7%. It's the lowest point we've seen in about a half a century. So it's been almost 50 years since we've seen the unemployment rate this low. And so what that suggests is that if people want a job, they can find a job. And it's not that difficult. So if you're an employer or a business owner, it's incumbent upon you to find ways to keep your people in place, right? To keep them happy. And certainly money plays a role in this, but there's a point at which that other things become even more powerful than money in terms of keeping people happy in what they do. You know, the first thing is you can look at is the relationship that you have with your people. Do you have a personal relationship with the people that you manage? And that could mean just sharing your life experience with them and asking them to share some of their life experience with you. If you know the names of their siblings and you ask about them, if you know the names of their children, if they have them, if they're significant others, and you take interest in their lives, that's a powerful thing. Right? And that's a hard thing to be replaced, and people enjoy sharing. And so if they know that you have an interest in them and you value them, that goes a long way. Secondly, you can create a great work environment for people by allowing, realizing that people are going to spend more than half their waking lives at work. Why couldn't you create the best environment possible? And that means not only making sure that they're comfortable physically, but also that they're comfortable from a standpoint of safety, right? So that it's not a drama filled office that you're running, and you don't have those people that are just creating problems for others or looking to gossip. And I'm saying it's not always possible to eliminate it, but certainly when you hear about it as a manager and that there's always certain people that are contributing to that, sit them down and have a discussion with them and let them know that there's a zero tolerance policy for this kind of drama in the office. There's no place for it, and it just makes for a much more hostile work environment. The third idea you can incorporate is just flexibility. If there are people that are looking to maybe come in earlier and leave earlier, or come in later and leave later, and that works for them, if it doesn't affect the output of their work, why not let them do it? Give people flexibility. Let them, if they need to pick up children, if they need to care for loved ones or elderly parents, give them the flexibility to do it. Again, focus on the output. Don't focus on the hours in the office. And another thing that ties to that is the ability to work remotely. If they want to get out and not have to come in every day to the office, but they're still getting the work done that they need to get done, it makes for a better situation for people. And as long as things are getting done, let them work remotely. Another area we could talk about is giving people the flexibility to take more vacation time, or using vacation time as a reward. You're working on a big project. That project finishes a day or two early. Why not allow people to give them an extra day or two of vacation as a reward for a job well done? You want to really motivate people? If they know that if they get a project done quicker than what they anticipate, that they've got the ability to take a vacation day or two, you know they're gonna jump through hoops to make that happen. And the output may be even better than if you didn't give it to them. Another thing that people respond positively to is autonomy. If you give people autonomy and you give them responsibility, it becomes a huge motivator for them. Nobody wants to be micromanaged. And if you're able to allow people that freedom to do what they think is right, to take more projects on themselves, they become much better employees for you, and they become much happier people as a result. And I think finally the last piece is just growth. If you can grow professionally, if you can offer people courses outside of work so that they can grow professionally, the ability to get out of the office for a day and get around colleagues from the industry that you work in, or just to take on something that they have an interest in that's outside of what they do every day, that interest may be able to help you in your business. So maybe they're learning a new skill that can come back and help you. You pay for them to learn that new skill, and they come back rejuvenated, and you come back, and they come back. Not only they come back rejuvenated, but they're bringing you something that you don't currently have as a skill within your organization. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, you can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, I just want you to think about the people you have working for you, if you're a business owner or a manager, and just think about how you can make their work life better. How can you improve it? How can you make them happier? Because in the end, if they're not happy, they're going to be looking somewhere else. And if they look somewhere else, it's going to cost you an awful lot of money to replace them. It's going to cost you a lot of anguish in terms of downtime. And there are a lot of opportunities out there right now. And if you're not taking care of your people, they will find another place to go.